to item 13 on our agenda, which is to consider and take possible action to issue an RFI for integrated investment portfolio analytics and risk management solutions. Let me turn this over to Tim and Mitch. Tim.
Thank you. And if I could share my screen, one moment here. You are not seeing my screen, are you?
Yes, actually, well, yes.
Just quickly, is Tim aware of your time constraints and also Supervisor Anderson's?
I don't know, but the general situation is that I have a hard stop, but that doesn't prevent the show from going on because our capable vice chair is present. But we are operating under a bit of a time constraint. So with that advisory, the reasons to continue the other items were to make sure that we considered items 13 and 14 and had time to do that.
Yeah. And Scott, just wanted to mention, I also have hard stop at 1, so it will be 4 people out, right? Because 3 of us and 1 is already out.
Yes, but there are alternates who can vote in certain steads. So, for instance, Jay is on and so on. So I think for quorum purposes, we're probably going to be okay. The reality is we'd be operating at less than full strength. So rather than belabor it, Tim, that's the constraint. We want to be sure to get through items 13 and 14.
Okay. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly then in light of the time constraints. I think it's relatively self-explanatory. The short version is that we've spent the last year or so taking a look at risk analytics platforms that we'd like to be able to include in the toolkit for the Cicero investment team. Mitch has been doing a lot of outreach to other systems to hear their experiences. And one of the things that came back was really the fact that until your systems, the toolkits that you have currently are talking to each other, it's really difficult to put risk analytics on top of that. And so the toolkits we have today really come down to eVestment, which we've had for quite a while for manager research, some of Verisk's modeling tools. Dynamo is where we handle all of our workflow and our document management. Bloomberg is market research. Omni is private markets research from StepStone. And of course, Northern Trust handles our custody and does some performance and risk analytics there. These are all standalone solutions. Moving data between them has become very difficult. It was never very easy, but as the portfolio has evolved to have more of a private market bent, as the pace of change in the market, in the general equity markets has increased, I think the usefulness of some of the tools gets a little bit diminished. So really what we're asking for at this point, or what we're looking for at this point, is something, a solution that can bring together the accounting book of record and the investment book of record and really just get everything in one place. We want a solution that can aggregate across public and private markets and can handle the data integrity issues. So we don't have manual data, popping up, manual data entry popping up, which we all know from our personal lives is where errors typically occur. We're looking for something that's automated to move the data on an automated basis in a timely manner. So we're not waiting for a quarter end to pull all the data pieces together and take a look at something and really bring the toolkit in-house. And so if we want to create a stress test analysis, let's say if we're taking a look at a new manager, we certainly can underwrite that manager. We do that very well today. What we don't have a great look on is, what is the interaction of that new manager with our existing managers? A lot of what we can do today is based on asset classes, which are blunt instruments. And we're really looking forward to having a platform where we can say, manager A plus manager B, does that create unintended consequences or are they great offsets to one another? And so when we can have everything kind of flow together on an automated basis, we can get to a single portfolio analytics platform. And what that would do for us is...
Hey Tim.
Yep.
My thought is, I actually thought the case was made in the written submittal, and I mean, it made sense to me. So I guess what I wanted to throw out is just ask the board, is there anybody who has any reservation about the need to do this in terms of testing the market to do an RFI to see what systems can be acquired and for what and in what time frame? Is there any objection to that? I'm not seeing any. So
all right.
This isn't an objection. Everything Tim describes is desirable. What I had trouble sort of coming away from was what a report might look like. And Tim just dealt with some of the kinds of issues, obviously manager comparisons,
yeah.
But some flavor at ground level, I guess, about what we actually get that we're not now getting.
Sure. Yeah, that goes to the heart of the matter there, John. I think what we would get with this system, with what we're envisioning, is the ability to do stress tests on our actual portfolio. Right now, we can do stress tests on an asset class level. So we can say, if there was a rate shock, how might the portfolio respond based upon the indexes associated with our asset allocation? What we can't say now is, if there was a rate shock, how would, you know, Acadian respond? How would SIT respond? So we can't get down to that holdings level analysis today. So we're working with, good approximations, but we're looking to take that down to, we want to be able to work on the portfolio directly in terms of some of the what if analysis and the monitoring of risks. And so we would envision this as being very useful to the staff. And as we build it up, we would envision there would be additional reporting benefits to the board as well. But we don't want to promise that right away. Obviously, you want to get a solution in place, see how it works, get comfortable with it, and then we could start to use that in terms of communications with the board.
Thank you.
Yep.
So with that happy thought in mind, and John, it sounds like your question got answered. Is there a motion from one of the board members?
I'll move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to take action to issue an RFI for integrated investment portfolio analytics and risk management solutions. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's vote. On the motion to issue an RFI, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And Sloan?
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations, Tim.